The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead, and others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. So if you were to ask, why was Herod so anxious to see Jesus? Because in another reading of that gospel or interpretation, the words used is, Herod was anxious to see Jesus. Who among us here this morning could say, I am anxious to see Jesus? Because we'll put off wanting to meet him or see him for as long as we can. Because none of us want to die. But dying means we go back to our real home. Go back to our Father. That's what dying means. We go back to meet with Jesus. Now, to help with that, if you go back to the psalm, and the response to the psalm this morning was, the Lord takes delight in his people. Now, if you think about that, the Lord takes delight in his people. Compare it to a human family. What parent, what mom or dad, doesn't get great delight in the achievements and seeing their children grow up and living good lives? What mother or father doesn't take delight in that? Now apply that to God, to our loving Father. And when he sees us trying to do our best and try and be helpful to others and try and live in love, he takes delight in us. It's a lovely way of looking at our faith to realize God is with us all the time. He's planning ahead. Why? Because he loves us. Just like a human parent. What parent doesn't kind of hopefully plan ahead for their children, try and guide them in the right way and give them? It's heartbreaking. It's absolute heartbreaking. You see it every day on our television screens. For a mother or a father who can't provide for their children, just imagine if you, as a mom or dad, if you were holding a little child in your arms who was dying of hunger, dying from malnutrition, imagine how that mom or that dad must feel. They would do anything, wouldn't they, to try and help that child, anything. And that's only very small comparison when we come to God, to Jesus. How much you have no idea, I have no idea how much God cares for me. But I try every day to believe that more and more. And that brings me great peace and gives me the courage to carry on in spite of difficulties, whatever else may be happening all around me.